Okay. I can do this. Just grab water from the kitchen and go back to your room. Normal roommate behavior. Totally normal and easy. I got this. Wait. Ow! Oh my god! Sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going. Oh. Oh. You just got out of the shower. Right. Obviously, your hair is literally dripping. I am staring, aren't I? Oh no. No. Don't look at me like that. I know I'm staring. I didn't expect you to suddenly be standing there looking all... Never mind. Forget I said that. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm so clumsy. I wasn't watching where I was going, or I guess. You have really nice broad shoulders. Oh, my God. Why did I say that out loud? I swear, I'm normally a functional human being. You're just... You're very distracting right now. You have no idea how bad this is for me. Because... Now, I have to live with the memory of bumping directly into my attractive roommate while you're standing there, fresh out of the shower, looking like some kind of shampoo commercial. Stop laughing. This is serious. You're making it worse. Your laugh is cute, too. Okay, so serious talk. I think I need to leave the country. Can we please restart this interaction? Please, I'm begging you. Okay. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm your totally new normal roommate who definitely does not short circuit when she sees you with wet hair. No, don't smirk at me like that. You know exactly what you're doing. You're standing there all relaxed while I'm trying not to combust. Can I be honest? You do look really good right now. Like, unfairly good. I opened my bedroom door expecting silence and maybe a snack run, and instead I got hit with that. Yeah, of course I'm not looking directly at you. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. You're just standing there enjoying this, clearly, and you know you look good. What, you want me to just keep staring at you? Oh my god. Of course you did. Yes, of course I'm looking. Sometimes, when I think you're not watching, but... How long have you noticed? No, absolutely not. Don't tell me I was staring that long. I hate this. No. I hate that you seem so confident right now while I'm over here actively overheating. You're enjoying this. You are. I can tell. You've got that smug little smile. It's a nice smile, though. Why are you moving closer? Hey, don't do that. You can't just step closer while looking like that. Do you smell really good? Shampoo, obviously, but still. It's distracting. No, I'm not blushing. I'm warm. It's hot in here. Because someone decided to stand in the hallway looking unfairly attractive. What do you mean? You think that I have a you think that I have a crush on you? Why? Because I'm sitting here blushing at the sight of you? Yeah, I've had a little something there since the second I moved in. I tried to ignore it. I mean, I literally just moved in a couple weeks ago. I didn't want to make things weird off the bat, but it's been so long since I found someone even remotely attractive, and then I look at you and I feel something. And now I bump into you when you're straight out of the shower, and it doesn't help. And the fact that, you know, it's even more embarrassing. I thought I was good at hiding it. Well, yeah, I tried to ignore it. I was very committed to being chill about it. And then you started doing things like cooking dinner while half asleep and wearing those soft hoodies and smiling at me first thing in the morning. And I'm rambling, aren't I? Sorry. I do that when I'm nervous. And I'm feeling a little nervous right now. Especially right now. Why are you looking at me like that? No, seriously. You're being all soft all of a sudden. Wait. Are you flustered too? Oh my god, you are. You absolutely are. Your ears are red. Don't deny it. That's adorable. Why are you nervous? I mean, I'm the one looking at you while you're looking like that. That's cute. Well, okay, this changes everything. So you're telling me I've been suffering alone this whole time while you secretly looked at me like that? It's actually kind of evil. You could have warned me. I've been overanalyzing every interaction we've had for so long. Do you know how many times I replayed tiny things in my head? Like, yesterday when you touched my waist in the kitchen because I almost tripped. Or when you sat next to me during movie night and your arm brushed mine. Or, this is embarrassing, but when you carried groceries in with your sleeves rolled up and I had to pretend I wasn't affected by it. Don't laugh at me. Exposing myself emotionally here. You did? You thought I was cute? Seriously? Even when I get all awkward? That might actually make it worse, you know? Because now I'm aware you notice things. What things? Nope, I changed my mind. Conversation over, I cannot handle that. You're way too calm. You notice when I avoid eye contact? And when I start fidgeting? That's horrifying. You've been observing me. You like when I ramble? That's so unfairly sweet. You know, this is not how I imagined this conversation happening. I thought if I ever admitted feelings, it would be something romantic, like late night talks on the couch or accidentally falling asleep together during a movie. Not me nearly dying because I walked into my wet, straight out of the shower roommate. Sorry. That image just re-entered my mind. I'm trying very hard to be respectful, but you're making it difficult. What? No. Don't tell me to look all I want. You can't just say things like that casually. You're gonna kill me. You know that, right? Because now I'm aware that I'm allowed to look and that you apparently notice every time I do. When this whole time I thought I was being slick, but I wasn't. God, I'm embarrassed. The way you're looking at me is not helping, by the way. Yeah, like, you're having so much fun with this. That's why you're still standing there like that. Because you know you look good. And you have really pretty eyes. And your hair does that thing when it's wet where it falls into your face a little, right here. And, sorry. Got distracted. You're just really attractive. Come here. No, seriously, I think if we keep standing across from each other, I'm gonna explode. Hi. Well, you're close. Like, really close. I can feel the warmth from your skin. My heart is beating so fast right now. Can you hear it? You probably can. It's practically screaming. You're looking at my lips? Don't deny, I noticed. Now I can't stop thinking about it. This is your fault, by the way. You started this by existing in the hallway all damp and so attractive. God, are you just gonna keep teasing me this whole time? Like, what do you mean you think I'm cute when I'm flustered? That's dangerous information to give me. Because now I kinda wanna see how much worse I can get. No, I'm not. Maybe a little teasing. It's revenge for emotionally devastating me 5 minutes ago. You know what I really like? Just the way you look at me. Like, right now. It's soft. Like, you actually want me here. I was scared this crush would ruin everything. I mean, the last thing I wanted was to have a crush on my new roommate. Considering the fact that we moved in together not too long ago. And I didn't want to come off as a creep or like obsessive or some crazy, I don't know, schoolgirl. I wanted us to be friends. And this whole time I've been walking on eggshells, not knowing how to move around the house without bumping into you accidentally, because I don't want to make you uncomfortable or make you think that I'm a bad roommate. I'm trying to be the best roommate that I can be. But this isn't helping. Yeah, I just didn't want to make things weird. You're one of my favorite people. You make this place feel so warm, like home, and comfortable. And every stupid little domestic thing with you somehow becomes my favorite part of the day. Like making coffee together, or arguing about what movie to watch, or hearing you laugh from the other room. I think I just got attached. A lot. And I tried really hard not to. But now you're getting closer to me. Yeah, I do. I kind of want to stay like this forever. Okay, now your hand's on my waist. Yeah, I'm definitely blushing again. I just told you that makes me nervous. You're so unfair. You go from shy to confident in like 2 seconds. How do you do that? Can I tell you something embarrassing? I've imagine this? Not specifically the hallway disaster part, not that. I mean, that I never ever wanted to experience that. But this, being close to you, talking like this, wondering what it would feel like if you held me. You are holding me. Yeah. You smell really nice. Stop smiling like that. God, you're making me shy again. You wanna kiss me? Yeah, I really want that too. But if you laugh at how nervous I get afterwards, I'm moving out immediately. Like, literally tomorrow, I'm gonna pack up my stuff and get out. Well, that was... Can you do it again? No, seriously. I think my soul just left my body a little. You kiss really gently. It's nice. I feel like I'm melting. I can't believe this is real. A few minutes ago, I was trying to survive seeing you fresh out of the shower. And now, you're kissing me in the hallway. This apartment suddenly got way more dangerous for my heart. You know what's funny? I was originally trying to get water. I completely forgot. Yes. No, don't distract me again. You're doing that look. That soft look. It makes me want to kiss you more. Do you think you can come cuddle me after you get dressed? Like, in my bed? I think after embarrassing myself this hard, I deserve affection. Wouldn't you agree? Well, maybe I want to keep you close just a little longer. Just in case this turns out to be a dream. Good. Then I'll be waiting.